Xavier is having a particularly rough day at his veterinary clinic when Samantha Diaz walks in with a kitten tucked in her cleavage. The tiny feline has a rare birth defect, no functional anus, requiring expensive surgery with uncertain outcomes. When Xavier suggests euthanasia as the humane option, Samantha refuses, triggering their first heated argument about human nature. She insists people are inherently good. He maintains they're inherently assholes. Despite their disagreement, there's an undeniable attraction. 4 days later, Samantha proves Xavier wrong by raising nearly $9,000 through a viral campaign cleverly named Pooter Needs a Poop Shoot. Their first date unfolds on a sunset cruise, complete with adoptable puppies and gourmet food. When Samantha accidentally drops her phone into the lake, Xavier immediately jumps in to retrieve it. The perfect evening extends into an unforgettable night when they end up accidentally locked in an alien-themed escape room for hours with Come On Eileen playing on repeat. By the time they're rescued at 5 a.m., something profound has developed, only for Samantha to reveal she's moving to California permanently in 2 hours. Samantha's permanent move to care for her mother, suffering from advanced dementia at just 54, creates an insurmountable barrier to their romance. She can't abandon her family, and Xavier can't relocate his Minnesota veterinary practice. Their painful airport goodbye crystallizes their situation. When Xavier asks what happens now, Samantha responds, "You forget me." Yet 2 weeks later, Xavier admits he can't stop thinking about her, despite their brief time together. Their separation becomes a physical ache, a persistent longing that refuses to fade. Xavier describes it as a persistent low hum that only quiets when they're together. For Samantha, life without Xavier feels like existing in grayscale, with color returning only during their rare visits. Despite obstacles, they can't stay apart. Xavier flies to California to be in the same room as Samantha, claiming he's attending a conference. The financial strain is significant. Xavier, already $950,000 in debt for his clinic, works 7 days a week to afford the monthly $500 flights. At the heart of Samantha's inability to return to Minnesota lies her commitment to her mother. Lisa Diaz, once a powerful CEO, now suffers from early-onset dementia that has erased her memories and personality, forcing her family to witness her gradual disappearance. The novel portrays dementia caregiving with brutal honesty. Lisa's anxiety when her husband leaves escalates into destructive meltdowns. Most heartbreaking is when Lisa looks at her daughter and asks, "Who are you?" The disease fractures the entire family. Samantha's father, Dan, struggles with loyalty to a wife who no longer recognizes him, while her siblings debate whether professional care equals abandonment. Their promise to keep Lisa at home becomes increasingly untenable as her condition worsens. This family crisis parallels Xavier's history with abusive parents who punished him for an undiagnosed learning disability. Both carry heavy burdens, hers to her ailing mother, his to the practice he built to prove his worth. Xavier's childhood taught him to control his emotions, because showing feelings was how my parents knew how to hurt me. This emotional restraint follows him into adulthood. His staff describes him as intimidating, rarely smiling, with cold and handsome and dangerous-looking features. They joke he only dates uptight, bun-energy women. Samantha is his opposite, naturally social, someone who meets strangers at a bar and ends up in someone's wedding by the end of the night. She challenges his cynicism and calls him out when he's being an asshole. With her, Xavier finds himself wanting to please her in small ways. During their alien spaceship escape room, Xavier opens up about his abusive childhood, something he never shares. When her grandmother dies unexpectedly, Xavier spends his last penny on an emergency flight and becomes the backbone of her family for 9 days. Their relationship becomes a safe harbor where both can heal. Environmental contrasts highlight Xavier and Samantha's separation. During a Minnesota visit, Samantha realizes, Xavier and I exist in different seasons. He's living in fall while I'm still in summer, symbolizing their incompatibility. Their lives fundamentally diverge. Xavier's world centers on his veterinary clinic and rescue work in Minnesota, while Samantha's California existence revolves around her mother's dementia care and social media career. During visits, they create temporary connections. Xavier integrates with Samantha's family during her grandmother's funeral, cooking, managing Lisa's care, and providing support. Similarly, Samantha slides into his circle effortlessly when meeting his friends. Yet these moments only emphasize their daily absence from each other's lives. Xavier misses Samantha when sick with pneumonia, while she longs for ordinary togetherness instead of their exhausting visit pattern. Their situation reaches tragicomic heights when Tristan buys Samantha a ticket to visit Xavier, only for her to discover he's flown to California to surprise her, as if some jealous god had vowed never to let us be in the same room at the same time. After months of struggling, Xavier reaches a breaking point. A conversation with his mentor, Hank, who turns out to be the veterinarian who saved his childhood dog, provides clarity. "I would trade everything for one more day with my wife," Hank tells him, insisting nothing matters compared to love. On the one-year anniversary of meeting Samantha, Xavier appears unexpectedly in California, permanently. With his SUV and dog, he declares, "I'm tired of waiting forever." He's realized living without Samantha is harder than giving up his business. "I want to stop living one flight to California at a time." This gesture comes at enormous cost. Xavier has left his practice, faces debt, and lacks a California veterinary license. Yet he's chosen love over financial security, a profound sacrifice for someone who built his identity on proving worth through success. His proposal receives Samantha's 1,000 times yes. As they embrace, Lisa watches from the doorway. Though she doesn't recognize them, she still recognizes love, suggesting perhaps love is the last thing we forget and the brightest color in a gray world. What makes this story compelling is the courage to choose love despite overwhelming obstacles. Xavier and Samantha's journey shows that meaningful decisions often require reimagining our lives completely. Their story challenges us. What would we sacrifice for love? Would we choose connection over security? In a world prioritizing career success and stability, their choice stands as a radical act. They remind us that while circumstances change, love remains our most powerful human experience, worth fighting for, sacrificing for, building a life around. Most beautiful is how they create joy amid challenges. From alien-themed escape rooms to sunset Ferris wheel rides, they find magic in ordinary moments. They teach us that love isn't just grand gestures, but showing up daily, choosing each other despite every reason not to. Isn't that what we're all searching for? Someone who makes the imperfect journey worthwhile. Someone worth crossing 2,000 miles for until finding a way to build a life together.